Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Prison Witness, Jihae Nam. The story is long, so I will condense this page from David Hawk's Hidden Gulag. Hawk's idea in writing his book is to expose to the light of day what is going on in North Korea. That's one of my goals, too, so that people like you will pray. Here is the essence of her story. Jihae was born in 1949 in the South Hamgyong province of North Korea. She took an active part in the propaganda ministry. For example, patriotic work songs at factories. That was her job, to get those kind of things done. By 1989, when she was about 40, her faith in the party begins to waver. Jihae sees a North Korean television show mocking South Korea's president. But a song on that show intrigues her, and she memorizes it. December 25, 1992, she teaches that South Korean song to four women at a party. She is reported and arrested. She is beaten and sexually abused. She tries to commit suicide by swallowing cement. For teaching songs and trying to get extra food illegally, she's sentenced to 3 years. She's released in 1995, but as an ex-convict, it's hard to make money. She tries peddling food and so on, then selling her blood at transfusion centers. In 1998, she escapes to China, is caught by a trafficker and sold to a Chinese man. She's locked up by her new husband as a sex toy for 7 months. Then she escapes to Weihai in China and works in a restaurant. With six other North Koreans, she steals a boat, but the engine breaks down on the way to South Korea. Later, she steals another boat, but is intercepted, turned over to the Chinese border guards, and repatriated, sent back to North Korea. There she is beaten with broomsticks, forced to kneel hours at a time, and more. Once more released, December 25, 1999. Once more she escapes, crossing the frozen Tumen River by Musan into China. She meets a South Korean pastor who assists her and others in escape. Her escape route, she goes from Weihe to Beijing to Kunming in China. If you know the map of China, you know that's a lot of miles. She's caught by the Chinese police near Vietnam, but released. She walks over the mountains into Vietnam, through Southeast Asia to Seoul. And when she's asked if she still sings the song that got her into all this trouble on December 25, 1992, she immediately replies, "Oh yes, I sing it, and now I sing it without fear." I don't know if she ever came to the Lord, but I know she had the opportunity. Millions in that North Korean paradise do not. Right after you cry today, will you pray, "God, what can we do? What can we do?" Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts, and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.